This is your daily mind medicine.
Yo, what's up, crew? Happy Friday. If you're in the private community, this is dropping a little bit later than normal. Usually I'll wake up, I'll record these on the way to the gym or while warming up in the morning. But today is a special day. I'll tell you about that in just a second. If you're not in the private community and you're listening to this on the podcast, huzzah and hooray. We do have a private community. If you want to join that, you get these a couple of months earlier. You get a little bit of a community. There's some special stuff. You can get that for free. It's TaylorAWelch.com/daily, D-A-I-L-Y. So two things happened this week that are important. The first is my daughter turned 5. She had her 5-year birthday on Wednesday. And the second is today is my wife and I's 11-year anniversary, which is insane. I texted one of my friends and said, man, I'm getting old. He said, shut up. You're not even close to old. I said, you feel like it. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, 11 years. That's like a long time. But anyways, I spent some time with her today. And we're actually, the reason you can hear some background noise right now is it's the afternoon while I'm recording this. We're at the mall because my daughter wanted to take some of her birthday money and go spend it. Classic. So we're at the mall right now. It's like, I need to record a DMM because it's important for me to get this to you. And the thinking that is going on in my head right now is me and Lindsay, my wife Lindsay, we were talking about this earlier this week. So, you know, we're going to want to build an allowance system for my kids that instead of tying their money to birthdays and random dumb stuff. I'm not saying birthdays are dumb. They're kind of dumb. They're a little bit dumb. They're not all the way dumb, but birthdays are just whatever. I forget it's my birthday because every day is my birthday. But I'm putting together an allowance, like a budget system for my daughter to, when she learns new things, reads a book, tries something new, learns a new skill, I'm going to tie her allowance to that. Because I believe that when we get older, we fail to connect our progress in life to our ability to try new things that we're not good at. When we do things we're not good at and we don't stop doing them, then we become good at new things. And that's the secret to progress. It's the secret to life. I am constantly learning new things, learning new skills. I have coaches and mentors, and some of them are very expensive, and they teach me new things that I enjoy learning. And when you enjoy the learning, you enjoy the process, when you enjoy the game, you make more money and have more fun than when you're just trying to do things to make money. This is a reminder. I'm reminding myself at the ripe old age that I'm at that, you know, I'm teaching my daughter these things, but I also need to remember these things myself. The fruit of life is when you are able to learn even when the learning is painful, and you're able to try new things that you suck at until you no longer suck at them. And so that's all I got. Happy Friday. It's a big week in the Welch House. I love you all. Enjoy your weekends. I'll see you Monday.